This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Thank you for joining us. This Warrior Sound Flashback, putting the spotlight on Warriors Archive, Making of a Champion, presented by Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, and the series of games streaming on Facebook featuring memorable Klay Thompson performances from Monday, May 25th through Friday the 29th. Five nights of games available to all fans in the Bay Area at facebook.com/warriors, each night at 7 p.m. Pacific. Monday, it's a flashback to the 2013 NBA playoffs and Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals against the Spurs, where Klay was a force with 34 points in the victory on the road in San Antonio.
Thompson the other way. Thompson will drift to the right wing, fires away, three ball, Klay Thompson. 6 of 7 outside the arc.
Doing his best Steph Curry imitation.
He is.
I mean, he's like a one-man fast break.
Warriors TV in San Antonio, and this series is tied at 1-1. The Warriors taking down the Spurs 100-91, and Klay Thompson was tremendous in this game. A remarkable night. Career highs in points and rebounds. He finishes with 34 points and 8 three-pointers, plus 14 rebounds. Just amazing in the second quarter. 5 for 6 from beyond the arc, tying the team record for threes in a quarter set by none other than Steph Curry in Game 4 versus Denver. Curry with 22 points and some clutch late-game buckets to put it away. 30 straight losses in San Antonio, a dead issue. A big win when it matters most, and Klay, simply incredible.
I told him at halftime that is in the discussion for one of the greatest halves ever. Not only what he did offensively, but what he did defensively.
Oh, this is everything, you know. It changed the whole dynamic of the series. And we honestly have the best home court in the NBA. They've been behind us all season, and they deserve this. I mean, we're doing it not only for us, but for them. You know, they haven't had a winning team in a long time, and they haven't had a good playoff team in a long time. So to go back, you know, split, and we can potentially go up 3-1 is everything for us.
I mean, the shots he was hitting, to go 8 for 9 in a game from the three-point line in the playoffs, that's unheard of, especially when he's, you know, in rhythm. Even though if he has a hand in his face, he can knock it down. So it was a lot of fun to watch him get us that huge lead in the first half. But like he said, he did it on both ends.
Tuesday, May 26th, we relive the game that featured an epic comeback, fueled in part by Klay's 6 three-pointers, as down 27, the Warriors would rally to beat Toronto at Oracle Arena.
Curry works off a screen, catches, won't fire, pass to David Lee. Lee finds Thompson, right angle, triple on the way. Got it! 99-95.
You know, we're shooters, you know, you're not going to hit every shot. And we just happened to be on a night where we were missing all at the same time. And then it turned out we were hitting at the same time. So, we're a lot of shooters. So, you know, as a shooter, you got to be a continuous player. Not worry about the last shot, just let it fly.
Curry right sideline. Throws to Thompson. He's open behind the screen. Three ball, Klay Thompson, number 7 on the corner for Golden State. They're on top.
Halftime. You know, Jermaine O'Neal gave one of the realest speeches I ever heard. And he said, quote, he just said, we'll see what we're made of in the second half. And we show what we're made of, you know, resilient. We got to play like that for 48 minutes, you know. And if we want to be a great team, that's what we got to do.
A tremendous comeback on Warriors ground. The Warriors were down 27 points to the Toronto Raptors in the third quarter. And they come roaring back to win this one, 112-103. There was some clutch fourth quarter shooting and some major threes. Stephen Curry, a game-high 27 points and 10 assists, leading the way. And there were so many contributions that helped turn the tide. Klay Thompson heating up in the second half, finishing the night with 22 points and 6 three-pointers. That was certainly key. A strong night from Harrison Barnes as he finished with 19 points. And David Lee grinding all night, keeping the energy right, 18 points and 8 boards on the night. And the character also shining through with the play of Jermaine O'Neal, Andrew Bogut, and Draymond Green. An outstanding team win. Again, down 18 entering the fourth quarter. The last time the Warriors had a comeback like this was 51 years ago, down 19 in the fourth in 1962. Yes, this one, a very memorable win here at Oracle Arena tonight.
I'm extremely proud of their will, the way they battled, the way they competed. The crowd regrouped, and we began to play our brand of basketball. And this being my third year here, there has not been a bigger win when you talk about statement.
You come out in the fourth and cut it single digits pretty quick. And once the single digits in the fourth quarter, anything can happen. So we have faith and want to make winning plays on the stretch. Guys made some big shots, but holding them to 15 points is the way we got it done.
Shows we're resilient. JL gave a great speech at halftime, pretty much challenging each and every one of us just to show what we're made of in the second half. And honestly, that was what, you know, was our turning point. It wasn't in the fourth quarters and third quarters at halftime, you know. I think we were down 27 at one point, but just got to keep shooting, and we were playing with really played as hard as we could.
Wednesday, May 27th, it's a game in Indy with Klay hitting the game winner to take down the Pacers in March of 2014.
Draymond Green gets it to Klay Thompson. They're going with Klay. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, spins, fires, and hits it! Klay Thompson nailed it with 0.6 to go! Warriors take the lead, 98-96.
Outstanding win for the Warriors here in Indy. The Pacers made it a real battle, and the Warriors responded. Klay Thompson saving his best for last. Final seconds of a tie game, and Klay goes to work, and he's just clutch with the go-ahead bucket. With 0.6 on the clock, that would prove to be the winner as Paul George did not connect on the three for the win. Klay bringing all kinds of scoring to the table, finishing with a team-high 25 points. Draymond Green, huge energy off the bench, a true spark in this tough-fought game, finishing with 10 points and 7 boards. Stephen Curry had 19 points and 6 assists to go with a team-high 8 rebounds. David Lee delivering 11 points on the evening, and Harrison Barnes with 10 points off the bench as well, as former Pacer Jermaine O'Neal solid on the inside, some tough D, along with Andrew Bogut, as the D wins it for the Warriors with some clutch shooting, 98-96 over the Pacers.
Yeah, you know, we can't let them come back and do it. We're up 10 in the fourth, but we'll take any win we can in this building. This team is real good here. I think the best of the NBA, so to come in and get a win is huge, especially on this road trip. We just can't have a letdown tomorrow.
And I thought for a stretch there, we got a little tentative, expecting Steph to bring it home. You got to go and make plays, and you can't sit and watch. And the game turned when we began to do that. So it's a total team effort and a quality win against a heck of a basketball team.
Thursday, May 28th, it's a flashback to a 41-point night from Klay at home against the Lakers in November of 2014.
Pass to Boozer, knocked away, loose ball deflected away. It's going to be a breakaway. Klay Thompson, one-hand hammer.
Great night at Oracle Arena, the home opener, an electric environment with the Warriors beating the Lakers and Klay Thompson. Wow, an inspired night. One day after signing a contract extension, just outstanding, scoring the ball. Career-high 41 points, 5 of 7 from beyond the arc. Stephen Curry, the engine, fueling the offense. He had 31 points to go with 10 assists. Andre Iguodala, a catalyst for both units, 33 minutes off the bench. Great D and 9 points to go with 6 assists. And Harrison Barnes, a strong night in the start, 15 points, as the Warriors are victorious over the Lakers behind 72 points combined from Curry and Thompson, 127-104 the final.
It's a great game. We got some great flow, and, you know, it's always fun going against the Lakers. I always embrace the challenge when it's going against Kobe, and we just got to follow up with a great performance again tomorrow night.
Friday, May 29th, the week of re-airs wraps up with the legendary 37-point third quarter against the Kings at Oracle Arena in January of 2015, where he set an NBA record for points in a quarter, in addition to a record for three-pointers in a quarter with 9, all while going 13 for 13 from the field.
Klay Thompson, now at 15. Klay, great defense. Read the passing lane, comes up with a steal. Klay Thompson sets his feet. The 3-point drop. Klay Thompson triple. Yes, sir. 2-on-1. Wow. Oh. One-handed hammer.
Klay's got that kind of elevation. You kind of hold your breath so they start that lob.
Nice. Klay Thompson 3. Oh, he's feeling it. Yes, absolutely feeling it. Klay Thompson,
5 for 5, including 3 threes.
Oh, that's a deep one. He shot it for Piedmont. Oh, man. Yeah, he's trying to deny Klay the ball. Barely in his hands and right in the bucket. 7 of 10 on threes. 32 in the game. And Klay, 8 for 8. Keep finding.
outstanding Klay Thompson to the rim again.
A 24-point quarter.
Klay three. Yes, sir! Oh, man! 40! Crowd standing. Klay driving again. Good! Oh, you kidding me? Get it to him again. He's got it. His three. And again, his three. If you're wondering what the NBA record is for most points in a quarter, you just watched it. George Gervin at 33 and a quarter. And Klay Thompson has 50 and 37 in a quarter. I'm going to repeat that. 37 in a quarter.
Next week, more Making of a Champion re-airs are in store featuring Draymond Green. I'm Lawrence Scott. Thanks for listening.
This has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!